Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Well, guys, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I forgot last year already.
It's been a year. We've reached the end of 2017 and begun the adventure that shall be 2018. Guys, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's been busy. We've been doing a lot of stuff, and Grim Grinning Guys has been a highlight of the year for the last, and not even for the year, since October. October 1.
The last quarter,
yes,
of the year. How about you, Derek?
Well, I just want to say that it may not be a highlight for everyone.
It's a highlight for us.
For us, yeah. Okay, just clarify.
It may be a low light for some.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to 2018. It's going to be get us closer to 2019 and 2020.
Yep.
Yes, it does.
That's what it does. And a happy new year.
The closer.
I'm not rushing time away or anything.
It gets us further away from 2016 and 17.
It's amazing how it works out. 2018, I don't know. Is it going to be?
Well, that's partly what we're here to talk about today is... Today is episode 20. Oh, man.
Man.
You know what that is, Derek?
Sounds like a milestone.
It's a milestone.
Wait, say that one more time.
It's a milestone episode here in the graveyard.
Wow. 20. I mean.
You know, someone suggested to me the other day we should record an episode live from a graveyard.
I think that's against laws. I don't think that would be.
It's also against better judgment, I'd say. Especially for me.
I don't know who suggested that.
I think his name was Riley Jackson. So,
milestone number 20.
Episode 20. 20. And today we're looking back and looking forward back at 2017, the year that was, and forward to the year 2018, the year that is to come. And obviously most podcasts out there, they're providing some type of end-of-the-year perspective similar to ours, but hopefully we can provide a new yeek take on it. If you will, since it is New Year's.
What?
A new yeek, since it is the New Year's Day.
I'm confused.
New yeek?
New yeek. I thought a mouse ran by or something scared
instead
him.
Of unique, new yeek.
Oh, gotcha now.
Derek,
so we're
loves,
all dyslexic now.
Derek loves our play on words.
And that's
words.
Like a new dish year.
New Year's dissolutions.
I don't know why I get so disappointed with these.
Ah, he said it. Disappointed.
Ah, good job, disappointed.
Good
there
job,
we go.
Derek.
He's getting in on the fun, Craig, slowly but surely.
I am not dissatisfied with you doing that.
So let's start by looking back at 2017. All we're going to talk about the good, the bad, what we, the three of us, perhaps experienced personally at Walt Disney World, and also maybe some things that happened involving the Walt Disney Company. We'll start with you, Derek, if you want to fire it up. Fire it off. Kick things off with a fireworks shebang as we celebrate this New Year's Day. Maybe you're watching football and you've put the TV on mute to listen to us. Whatever it is, we appreciate you tuning in.
We do. And I'm going to just mention something that I've mentioned before, and that's the departure of Wishes. I was really sad to see Wishes go.
We should have known that Derek would start on
a sad note. It was just...
Party
that
pooper.
That was my favorite nighttime show, and now it's gone, and I miss it so. I cry myself to sleep at night,
and I miss you.
So, I mean, does Happily Ever After? Do you like any of it?
I do. I mean, it's good.
But just miss Wishes.
I do. I prefer Wishes to Happily Ever After. Like I said before, it just to me it gave the hope. Just the whole presentation of the show was just more meaningful and hopeful for the future than Happily Ever After.
Happily Ever After's got a better soundtrack, I think.
It's okay.
But Wishes, yeah. I mean, And again, I'm like you. I'm one of those old that likes the nostalgia. So Wishes. How long has Wishes been around? Do you remember? Do you know?
I don't know when it started. Let me see if I can find that for you. But I would have to put. I would probably put Happily Ever After as probably my number three nighttime show now.
Behind?
Wow. Illuminations?
Behind. Fantasmic and Rivers of Light.
Really? You prefer Rivers of Light to Happily Ever After?
I think I do.
Wow, that's
and I've something. Only seen it once, so.
Well, we are listening to the Illumination soundtrack, and I tell you what, it's got me fired up.
That's number four.
It's got me pumped.
Something's got you going. I thought you had a...
It's the Surge, Derek.
Is that Surge from 1998?
Six bottles of Surge. Oh, my goodness. I've been drinking Surge all day and watching the New Year's Eve Twilight Zone marathon on Sci-Fi. That's how I bring in the New Year's.
2003 is when Wishes began.
Okay.
So that had a good run. But, of course, I didn't get to start seeing it until 2013.
Right.
So, for you, when you look back at 2017, that'll be the thing that stands out the most Disney-related?
No. It's just, it's one of my, I would call it a miss for me.
Gotcha.
Even though it was replaced with a good show, it just, like I said, on an emotional level, Wishes was my boo.
Your boo. Your bae. So, Craig, for you, 2017, looking back, what do you think of?
Boy, there's a lot I think of. We're just going to name off one and kind of keep going. I want to say I was very impressed with my exposure to Skipper Canteen. I really enjoyed that. That was a neat experience, and I think they overdid themselves. First of all, we went back in May, and we didn't go eat there because I didn't think anything about it. But when us three went, we went and ate there. I was very impressed because I wouldn't expect anything like what we got to see, and plus the food.
Yeah, it was really an all-sensory experience. The food was great in and of itself, but just getting to look around that restaurant and talk to some of the workers there, it was just a great all-around dining experience.
You do yourself a disservice if you just go there and eat and leave. I mean, if you don't look around, and like I said, the library is hilarious, all the butterfly collections and all those different things, you've got to get the full experience, and I think Disney did a very good job of theming with the Skipper Canteen. That was one thing that really sticks out of my mind from this past year.
For me, it was getting to try and stay in three different deluxe hotels, which will never happen before, and it will never happen again. I got to stay at the Beach Club as a birthday present. The three of us, of course, stayed at Bay Lake Tower, and then we most recently got back from the Boulder Ridge Villas at Wilderness Lodge. And I tell you what, this year spoiled me in that regard because... You know, each one of those is awesome in their own way, and you know they are, again, I've said this before, these hotels are attractions unto themselves, and I look forward to when we can do our Battle Royale over the deluxe resorts. But just getting to experience those resorts, especially the pools that they have to offer.
Question for you, though, it may not be fair because you just returned from Wilderness Lodge, but what was your favorite of the three?
Oh, man.
And they probably all three have different advantages, don't they?
Yeah, I would say that probably the Wilderness is probably my favorite. I don't think I'll ever go at Christmas and not stay at the Wilderness Lodge, even if I have to bankrupt our family.
The amenities at Wilderness Lodge,
you really do feel like you're transported somewhere else. But the Beach Club is right up there, too. And, of course, Bay Lake Tower, you're steps away from the Magic Kingdom, which is the number one perk for that. But for me, it was probably Wilderness Lodge. Just being in that very secluded area. So I enjoyed, when I think of 2017, the year that I got to really experience some different resorts that I hadn't before, and it was very nice. And now, the next time I stay elsewhere, I'll be very, very upset.
And here's to your next day being at Caribbean Beach.
And I'll be content with that, too. I've stayed there before and enjoyed it. So,
Derek, what else do you have?
Well, this will be, again, for me, it's a good thing, not a negative thing this time, Matthew.
Well, that's good.
It's being able to take my son for the first time, and even though he won't remember it, we will.
Mm-hmm.
And well, actually, I guess his first four trips were all this year, so.
Boone has had a big year.
He's done it right.
So, that's been really neat to just to kind of see him grow as we go to Disney.
and his experience with characters and whatnot, he does extremely well with them and doesn't get scared off by them. So I think he enjoys it now, but like I said, he won't remember it. So,
well, and by the time he's 10, he will have gone 40 times. That's awesome.
And you will be broke. What about Pandora, the whole experience, Flight of Passage, Rivers of Light?
Well, tell us about it, Chris.
Not Rivers of Light. Rivers of Light is, it's there in
the Navi
Kingdom.
The Navi Rivers of Light of Passage.
Correct.
In a journey.
Hey, the Flight of Passage is again, an experience within itself. I mean, if you have not had opportunity to do that, plan that, because it's amazing. I mean, it's my only downfall in the whole thing was the glasses. I think that just trying to keep those on sometimes, but the experience itself is soaring, taken to the 10th level. I mean, I really enjoyed it.
I would say that Flights of Passage is the top ride right now on property.
Oh yeah, my mom, who's 70, and she doesn't get overly excited about a lot of things at Disney World. She got overly excited about the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian, but she got off Flight of Passage, rode it by herself with a rider swap we had, and she got off of that and said, that's the best thing here, hands down. She was blown away, and she loves Soarin', she loves Star Tours, she likes those simulator rides. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing like Flight of Passage that I've seen anywhere in any theme park, and you know, it can be a hassle to ride even with a fast pass, but it is, man, it's been worth the wait, in my opinion.
Absolutely, and I think, to go along with the theming of the area, that it just gives you something to look forward to for Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land. Toy Story Land coming this year. Hopefully next year. Is it 2019 for Star Wars Land?
Supposedly.
Or Batuu or whatever it's called.
I don't know what it's the name of the planet.
But it just, I think it gives visitors a lot of hope for what Disney's going to do with theming and rides and just kind of gets me excited for that.
Something else stands out to me. You mentioned taking Boone. We took Keegan on his first trip just a couple weeks ago, but we took Bruin back in the spring. We left Keegan at home with the grandparents, and Sissy and I took Bruin. And getting to see him experience a lot of new rides that he hadn't got to ride yet because he was tall enough. So he got to ride Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. He loves Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. He calls it the Hi-Ho Ride. Test Track. He didn't like Soarin', but a lot of those rides that he'd not been tall enough to ride, he's getting to do that. Star Tours and Mission Space on our recent trip, and just getting to experience new things with him. And I think you hit the nail on the head, Derek. Anytime you get to experience new experiences with your children, it's exciting, and Disney is one of the best places to do that. So it's been a good year for our family visiting the parks and sharing those new experiences and new hotels.
Another highlight for me was in us going in May with my family and another family that goes with us quite often, the Martins, and we enjoyed ourselves. But the biggest memory I have from that is the ooey gooey ice cream.
But
I would recommend not getting the sundae
from Ample Hills.
From Ample Hills, yes. Josh told us to get the sundae, and we all partook in that, and it was a bad move because it's just so much. A
lot of sugar.
Oh, my goodness. But it is very delicious. Ample Hill, you down on Boardwalk, you've got to try that if you never tried that, and it'll...
Is there a monster in here?
I don't... Matthew just passed
under
out, I think.
The Boardwalk. So I'm in a musical mood today, Derek.
You are.
Why don't you join in on the fun?
You're in a mood.
What's another one, Derek, other than you not looking at the camera?
Yeah.
That was a good memory, too.
I'll never forget it.
Have we told that story on here?
Go for it. It's not a...
Well, it was just we were... when we were there in July, us three, we were getting in line to get a picture with
the
Goofy.
Chase? With the Chase? The
Chase Visa.
Yes, the Chase Visa pictures. And it was us three, and we walked in, and it was Goofy and Mickey. And I just told Derek real quick, don't look at the camera. Again, in my mind, I'm thinking, just look right past the camera. So
he did not say that.
We line up to get our picture, and as we were standing there, Derek, the guy taking the picture, takes a couple, and then he stops and says, "Hey, you in the middle, which is Derek. I don't know what you're looking at.
What are you looking at?
Whatever.
We're here."
So
I mean, usually he's having to tell that to children.
Yes.
Try to get their attention.
So that picture's on our Facebook page now. It was our cover on
we'll
the other
one. Tweet that out later today.
Yeah, we'll send that out later today. But that's Derek in the middle with this looking Derek's off in the nowhere
in Derek's
land.
Defense, though, you're just like, hey, Derek, don't look at the camera. That was literally the only prep. You gave him.
I was really impressed that Derek follows directions that well.
Well, of course he will. He doesn't care.
There's no halfway.
But it's, that's right.
It's either do it or don't.
And it was like he was looking at Goofy's nose.
I was.
Well, and if we're going to throw that in there, we have to throw in the other story of Matthew losing his bag on Space Mountain.
Oh, yes. We've alluded to this a few times.
Tell that story, Matthew.
Well, we wrote it. And, of course, they say secure your belongings or put it in the floorboard of the seat. Which I did. We get off the ride. Guys, I don't have my bag. It wasn't my big backpack like I usually take. And they immediately say, well, it could be in one of two places. And, of course, we're like, why are there places in this ride where things can fly out?
And you know that.
Long story short, went back at Space Mountain at the end of the day. I actually rode it, got off the ride, and to see if they had found it. And thankfully they had. So,
But you're leaving out the part of you didn't have your wallet. You didn't have your phone.
I was having to bum money off of these two guys.
And most importantly, you didn't have your itinerary.
And I didn't have my anti-chafing spray. So, that's right. I mean, it was a rough day. Might as well just stick me in the wilderness with two sticks and a match.
He did wait till the very end to go back and get it. So I appreciate his patience. But
I didn't want to slow down the group.
It was a long day. But it did work out well, too. I almost forgot we were in line over at Flight of Passage. Derek and I was waiting in line for Matthew to get back from Magic Kingdom, and a guy gave us a rider swap.
Yeah.
So that worked out nice for us. Yes. So it all works out.
It does.
I guess we should start on October 1st for us, and that's a big day for us.
That's just my son's birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
It's the day the Magic Kingdom opened.
Yes.
Well, almost. And the day the greatest podcast ever started, I believe.
What happened on October the 1st?
Greatest podcast ever.
Yeah. Well, I might be a little partial. I don't know. That's when we started, so. Started.
What started, Derek?
That's when we
started.
Could
it be the Grim Grinning Guys?
It could be. In purple.
That's right. That's us.
It has been a fun trip.
I don't know when the idea really came about. I guess it was maybe towards the spring.
Yeah.
Matthew said, hey, we need to do a podcast. We're like, okay, we'll look into that.
Yeah, you and I both kind of laughed because we thought, okay, whatever.
And then summertime came and he's like, no, seriously, we're going to do a podcast.
Yep, and I've still got Craig's big jar of barbecue sauce sitting in my fridge that he brought over there.
But when we were in Disney in July, we talked about it the whole time we were there about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it.
Ins and outs. And here we are.
And we still don't know what we're doing. So that's good.
That's right. Right. And that's what all the listeners are saying.
Especially with this music.
They don't know what they're doing.
It has been fun to be become a part of the Disney online community. We've gotten to kind of be in touch with several people through social media and other avenues and gotten to know them and connected with a lot of people from all around the country. And so it's neat just knowing, being a part of a greater community that you know is out there, that you knew was there, but now actually it's been exciting for me, for us to really get involved and jump right in.
And it is kind of like you see that a lot, different people post it, but it is kind of like a podcast family because you're really not in competition. You're just talking about something you love and something you enjoy doing. I mean, how many times altogether have we gone this year? I mean, we really enjoy Disney, and it's, you know, they're not paying us to say that. We just enjoy, and it's something we love talking about. And not just that, we help a lot of other people go, so we thought this was a natural thing to do, and it has been. It's been a lot of fun.
They're not paying y'all?
Oh, no. Is it, they're paying you, Derek?
I thought I've been paying out a lot of money.
Well, who's been sending me those checks in the mail?
We need to look into that.
That may be
nobody's sending me checks, IRS, if you're listening.
And one thing to go along with that, we've got, over the past few weeks, we've gotten a lot of new listens, and we're extremely grateful for that. And if you know anyone that lives in Alaska, Wyoming, or Montana, we would love for you to share us with them. That's the
Why is that?
That's the only three states we haven't been listened to in yet.
That would be great to get all 50 states in.
We're looking at you, West.
Idaho. I know you've probably got family across the state line.
What state is our biggest, besides Tennessee, what's our biggest listener group?
It is New York.
It's been a lot of fun, and we hope to continue to help out. And always, and I don't mean to throw this in right in the middle of our talking here, but email us and let us know some ideas you may have for a future podcast, because that's why we do this. But it has, Derek, you're right, it has been a great experience so far.
And speaking of which, I got a couple of new iTunes reviews I want to share.
Oh.
This is from Tor_Hug. These guys are fantastic, totally worth the listen. 5 stars. Thank you, Tor Hug. Here's another one from Mini Vado. These guys have been so helpful in planning my Disney trip. Love the info and the way they make it an enjoyable listen. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Mini Vado. And one more from Twix30. These silly men really know their stuff about Disney planning and do it in a lighthearted, easy-to-listen-to way with this podcast. 5 stars. Thank you, Twix30. We are quite silly, if I do say so myself. Well, Derek, it's time to spin the turntable and look forward.
Looking forward.
2018, we are here. It has arrived. Craig, as you look ahead to the year that is to come, what are you excited about?
I'm excited about just another chance to go to Disney and see what has changed. I know everybody's looking forward to 2019 because, and that's what everybody keeps saying is in 2019 it's really going to be the time to go. But 2018, don't forget that. There's other, and Disney continues to tell more things they're upgrading and doing to entice everyone to come in 2018.
Do you have your next Disney trip planned? Are you planning to go in 2018?
If we do, or when we do, let me say that, it will probably be weekend stuff. It won't be for a week like we usually do during the summer just because of planning with the kids and everything like that. So we will definitely, but I don't have anything in stone right now. We'd planned on the Disneyland trip with the Dotsons, yeah. And that kind of fell through.
But you're kind of hoping for a Christmas family trip,
yes,
aren't you?
I would love, we hope to do that. It's in the planning stages, so at least we'll do that, if not some other small trips here and there.
Derek?
Well, you've got to point out the obvious with Toy Story Land, wouldn't you?
You got sure, a friend in me, Derek.
I'm excited for Slinky Dog. Looks pretty neat coming in. Maybe an extended version of Barnstormer. Maybe not. I don't know. Who's to say?
It looks cool.
It does.
Especially for the little ones. The and alien.
That park desperately needs something for the little ones.
It does. As of now, there's one ride that children under 40 inches can ride, and that's Toy Story Mania. So getting the Slinky Dog Dash and then the Alien Flying Saucers, or I'm not sure the name of it. And then, of course, Woody's Lunchbox. I know you'll be trying that out, won't you?
I will be. If food is involved, I'll be there.
So noble of you taking one for the team like that.
I do, and I'll be inspecting all the restrooms, too.
So have you guys already got your annual passes?
Well, I'm not planning to renew mine. We're traveling down on spring break. We're actually going to be staying off property at the Wyndham Bonnet Creek Resort. We're going to spend a couple days at Disney World, a couple days enjoying the resort, and then another day going to Legoland. So probably go to Animal Kingdom one day, Magic Kingdom one day, and hopefully just kind of hit up some things we didn't get to do on our recent trip, really focusing on Animal Kingdom.
Disney Springs?
No. We are actually planning to eat at the Boathouse, Derek. I think we've got a Raglan Road reservation and a Boathouse reservation.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No.
The disbelief in his voice.
We're going. Look, we're not wanting to spend as much time in the parks.
Okay.
And so, okay, then. I'll text you a picture, Craig.
I want pictures of you in there eating.
I mean, I can show you on
Not Photoshopped.
I can show you on my Disney experience right now, the reservations.
Okay, yeah, you can change that.
All right, well, we'll see who's got yolk on their face.
I just want you to have swordfish on your face from Boathouse. So that would be swordfish.
I haven't decided if I'm going to do mine, renew mine yet or not. I'm up in the air still.
Are you going any this year that you know of for sure?
Not for sure, nope. We like to plan like 2 months out, maybe. We tend to go in February, May, and fall and winter. I mean, maybe August or September, and then maybe again in November. We'll just see.
We got to keep Boone's 4 times a year quota going.
That's tough. Well, I think we've decided if we may wait until he's able to ride rides before he goes again. Just
it's always,
because
it's a new experience.
Yeah, we've done enough characters, and we may just leave him at home the next time we decide to go.
There you go.
I think 2018 too will be a plus because I honestly don't think it'll be as crowded in 2018. I think everybody will be waiting to 2019, at least all your casual goers.
Probably late 2019,
yeah.
I'd say.
So I think if you can plan a trip in 2018, you may surprise yourself with the crowds. Maybe not as many people down there, and that would be that'd be great for your touring.
I think 2020 is going to be the year where it's just going to be 2020 and 2021, given that that'll be the first full year Star Wars Land is open. Then 2021, the 50th anniversary, I think it's going to be total madness for those 2 years.
Do you think that will open up Magic Kingdom and some other parks more?
Maybe in 2020, but I think Tron is probably going to open in 2021.
Right,
Epcot
right.
in 2021 will have the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride. I think they're adding so much new stuff to every park. Animal Kingdom is really the only thing that probably doesn't have a lot of new stuff in the pipeline, and it's already got Pandora, which
right.
is exceedingly popular. So I don't know if there's going to be a down park.
I wanted to skip back to Boathouse for a minute.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
When you do go, when we were there, they have a baked Alaska, s'mores baked Alaska.
That dessert?
$40. But save room for it. Graham cracker crust, Rocky Road ice cream, toasted marshmallows, and milk chocolate.
So you want me to spend the $40?
Yes, because I couldn't eat anything for dessert when we ate there.
Uh-huh.
But I was wanting that so bad.
A $40 dessert?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
You'll be on the dining plan, won't you?
No.
Oh.
We're staying off property.
Oh, you're not a DVC renter?
Not this time. I'm looking forward to... Well, it's kind of looking forward to preparation for 2019. We're planning to run the Disney World Half Marathon in January 2019. And so in April...
Have you signed up for that yet?
No.
I'm sure you have to sign up four years in advance.
Registration, I think, opens in April.
Oh, okay.
So I'm anxious to see in 2018 how that goes and see if we can get a spot. But just the preparation for that and looking forward to that. We've never done a Run Disney event, and so... And I haven't done much running at all in recent years, so I'll be interested to see how that goes. But we're excited about the planning for that and preparing for that.
Honestly, you're just doing that because Sissy's going to run, and you're just like getting a trip to Disney. So you're like, okay, I'm in.
Well, I'll be in the race, but as I was talking with someone the other day, it's an excuse to go. Yes.
And mind you, our listeners who aren't familiar with Matthew, the last race that he and his wife ran, actually Matthew did not run. He sat on the side and ate crystals while she ran.
That's correct. I did my civic duty. She ran a full marathon in Memphis, the St. Jude Marathon. That was in 2012. And, yeah, I got a big old sack full of crystals. And I offered them to the runners running by.
Instead of Gatorade or water.
None of them accepted. I believe that's it as far as looking back and forward. I'm sure there are things we left out. Feel free to share in the comments. Also, feel free to post on our Facebook page, Twitter page. What are you looking forward to in 2018? What do you fondly remember from 2017? And you guys, you two right here, you know what time it is, don't you?
Oh,
it's time for Grim Grinning Greatness.
That's the greatest button on that machine.
I think it's the only button on that machine.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
true.
We know. Today's turn goes to Derek Newsom. Derek, what's your question?
I know Derek has been hard at thought on this question. He really wants to tantalize our minds. I'm just trying to fill some time so Derek can come up with a question.
This is across all four parks. Or I guess you could include the water parks too if you wanted to in Disney Springs. Probably not Disney Springs.
He's going to the boathouse. What are you talking about?
But, what is your favorite land in any park? Specific land.
Great question.
And I'm going to go with Frontierland at Magic Kingdom for me. It's got a thrill ride, two thrill rides. It's got a show. It's got turkey legs, which I will not eat. But
yeah, we've established your disdain for that.
But... I really enjoy the two rides there together in that land, and Country Bears isn't too bad, so I'm a fan of Frontierland myself.
I believe it was recently on the Be Our Guest podcast, they kind of did an in-depth look at Frontierland and all that it had to offer and the ins and outs. Yeah, great land. But Craig, why does he really like it? What bear does he like?
Tennessee Bear.
That's it. Craig?
I really like, honestly, World Showcase.
Oh, that's what I was. You took it.
I mean, it's the more you dig into it, the more you enjoy it, and that's something that we didn't do our first few times we went to Disney, because with young kids, you just don't. You don't dig into it, but this last time we had that opportunity because our kids are older and they went and experienced what they wanted to at Epcot. We went and did in depth to World Showcase, and it was really good. I really enjoy it, so I'd have to go with sorry, Matthew, World Showcase.
Oh man, well, I almost said Liberty Square. I was thinking about Liberty Square, but I think I'm in light of our recent trip. I'm going to go with Sunset Boulevard at Hollywood Studios. Now, I don't spend a lot of time on the boulevard itself, but it's got Tower of Terror, one of my all-time favorite rides. It's got Rock and Roller Coaster, an awesome thrill ride.
Right.
On our recent trip, it was snowing on Sunset Boulevard. There were projection shows on the Tower of Terror and screens there. Sweet Spells, which is where you can find the Carrot Cake Cookie, the Goofy's Glacier, is on Sunset Boulevard also, you know, and the Tower of Terror is what it comes down to. I mean, you've got that huge icon of the park. Also on, you have Beauty and the Beast live on stage. You've got Fantasmic, which we got to watch a couple weeks ago. Love Fantasmic. Still, it never gets old to me. A lot of things on Sunset Boulevard, the decorations for Christmas. So I guess I'd have to say Sunset Boulevard at Christmas time specifically. But Liberty Square in the Magic Kingdom is a close second.
And kind of going with what we've talked about this episode, in 2 or 3 years, ask that same question.
Right.
And that may change.
Or tomorrow. My opinion may be different tomorrow, though.
That's true. That's true, because I was with you on Liberty Square. Derek took mine. Frontierland would be probably it. But
World Showcase is good, I think.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough question. That's a good question.
And we avoided Fantasyland altogether.
My favorite land is the landing strip at the airport, because that means I'm going to Disney.
Oh, fancy.
Loves to play on those words.
Thank you for listening in to this end and beginning of the year episode. Happy New Year, everyone, once again. As always, we encourage you to follow us on social media. Comment, email, contact, download, like, share, listen, follow, any other verb you can think of.
Reviews and follows. That's what we need to move up the list so more people can know who Grim Grinning Guys are. Continue to tell your friends and family. We're glad to be here and hope you are enjoying this ride with us.
2017 was a big year for the Grim Grinning Guys, and we know that 2018 will be even bigger, brighter, and better. There is a great big beautiful tomorrow, and it's shining at the end of every day. And with that, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Looking back
on the memory of. We'll just feed off each other.
Okay.
Like a potted plant.
Exactly.
I favor witches.
I like witches, too.
You're also a troll hunter or whatever.
A troll hunter. That's right. I'm a trapper.
Troll trapper.
Witch lover.
Witch lover.
Good tidings of cheer
to you and your kin.
This is going swimmingly well.
All I want for New Year's is you.
All I want for New Year's is my two front teeth.
Walking in a New Year's wonderland.
New Year's night. New Year's Eve is coming to town.
Derek hates it.
I'm not a hater.